Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to the Sage Sayers. I'm your host, DG McCullough. I've experienced a work-life balance breakthrough this month. I've replaced weekend-only art time with daily art and creative play. I've returned to a memoir that I started writing about a year ago, and this is a manuscript that I'd not touched for a year. I'm on time for almost all my coaching appointments, and I have a lot. I feel calmer, more serene overall, and I even learned through a wellness check with my doctor that I've lowered high blood pressure. It now reads perfect blood pressure. So what's going on? I am no expert on work-life balance, but I have found that applying the mental fitness tool of innovation, specifically to how I manage my time, has yielded huge and very surprising results. By innovating the flow of my day, and by that I mean the order in which I go about things, I've found more space and less stress. So in this week's Sage Sayers podcast episode, recording from my Jeep on a rainy night, I'm sharing this idea of innovating and staying creative with our day as a way to add in more things that we love and which align with our values. The idea sparked from the Gallup State of the Workplace report, which offered some grim results of how we're engaged and not engaged in the workplace. While only 32% of US employees claim to feel engaged, some organizations, those that the Gallup pollsters dub as exceptional workplace award winners, average 70% employee engagement, even during a highly disruptive time like now. Gallup has found that those who engage with their employees have consistent themes throughout. These companies use organizational culture and values to guide business decisions. They embrace flexible work environments, and they focus on employee well-being and acknowledge the whole person. So tonight, I'm sharing how applying each of these principles has helped me innovate my own schedule, and with that, I feel happier, more productive, and more focused too. Principle number one, use values to guide any business decisions. By knowing my values, I can better decide how to organize my day, routine, and even what work I say yes or no to. For instance, I place a premium on kindness, creativity, nature, independence, and focus. For this reason, I've blocked off my Wednesday afternoons each week from about noon or 1 p.m. onwards. I go to the lake in this time. I walk, I do yoga, I paint, I call my girlfriends, and I do other things that restore me. And that can include just sitting to think. Do I lose money with this practice? Absolutely. But I also know I could not sustain the 45 plus individual coaching sessions I hold each week without taking this vital time to restore midway through my week. I also apply this rule to having at least a 30-minute walk and yoga on my lunch break. I decline work on the weekends, so I never work my weekends and I never work past 6:45 p.m. on the weeknights either. On the rare times that I did work my weekend, and it was usually me adding in something new, like a workshop or something, I noticed I kind of unraveled. I felt anxious, overwhelmed. I didn't sleep so well. So even trying to add work in at this time has provided me a nice reminder from my sage to return to my old trusty rule of work a full week, take Wednesday afternoons off to restore, and never work the evenings nor my weekends. Principle number two, embrace flexible work environments and develop plans for the future of work. I really felt delighted reading this quality within the Gallup report because I too have found that when I embrace flexibility on where and how I work, I'm more centered, calm, and enjoy my work too. Here are a few ways that I've stayed flexible. I get to my library, where I work from a remote office from the late morning through to the late afternoon. Having two versus one offices has helped me detach from my work environment. I felt more happy and I have more freedom, independence, and even adventure. These are big values of mine and I'm honoring them by working away from my office and having two offices versus one. I also find I'm more focused once I step away from my home. When I return, I feel more gratitude for my space and for my family, and I am better able to separate the two once they're done. Another way I've become flexible is completely changing up my morning routine before I start to coach. Now, my day starts early because I have two teenagers and they're up by 6 as long as the school season's open. Therefore, I begin coaching at 7 a.m. Now, initially, this early start felt a little tight sometimes due to all that I did before I coached. But by flipping my entire routine, and by that I mean going Z to A versus A to Z, I've gained productivity and I feel more calm and serene for that first call. So now the big innovative change here is my new routine now looks like this. I make my bed first. I get dressed. I do my hair and makeup. Then I come downstairs, make my breakfast and lunch for my younger boy. I connect with my family, come upstairs, make sure my workstation's just as I need it, and then I start to coach. The prior flow of going downstairs first pulled me into a vortex of domestic tasks, and they could all easily await. This new flow I found, and now I'm week 2 on this new flow, and it's just a huge, big breakthrough for me. It's honoring my values too. Making my bed first and beautifully and in a calm flow state creates harmony as I'm honoring my love for beauty, aesthetics, and order. I'm also pulling back those curtains and looking at the beautiful light filtering through to the trees in my garden, because it's still dark out when I first wake up, but taking a moment just to look at the beauty in my garden as the sun rises is also creating this feeling of harmony. Less rush with my family is also aligning with my values of love and presence. So try it out. Flip the order of your morning flow and see what time you gain and how you feel as you go about things. Principle number 3, focus on the employee well-being and acknowledge the whole person. Well, like you, I'm happiest when I'm feeling whole. Therefore, I've also innovated my schedule to better protect my desire for leadership pieces because I feel happier, more satisfied, and more generous when I do so. I also fuel my creativity. So looking at those values once more as my barometer, it's creativity, kindness, learning and development, clear and direct communication, ambition, and forward thinking. When my coaching practice took off in January, I wrongly thought that the Medium articles I write and post, and then the podcast that I'm currently recording now with you, ought to go. I quickly noticed that I'd lost confidence, though, from not podcasting, and my head also felt too busy with all that I was learning from coaching as a communications coach. I realized, too, that thought leadership offers shareable resources for my coachees because everything's fueled from the problems that others come to me with and the patterns and trends that I sense and see. The backstory to this is that I'm a former business reporter, a professor, and now a coach. So I'm acknowledging my whole person by committing to at least one, sometimes two, thought leadership sharings each week. And for those who often ask me how I make the time for this, here's how I do it. I think about and journal on my ideas. I notice patterns in what coaches struggle with, but also what I'm struggling with too. On Monday, I commit to one idea. I have many, so I just commit to one. I start the draft or script on a Monday afternoon usually, And just with the visual that I buy from Adobe licensed images, the intro and the subheads. Throughout the week, I'll fill in more when I have cancellations or reschedules, and I keep things very, very short. I assign myself a short deadline in which I want to have either the article written or the podcast published or recorded. I also let go of perfectionism, and this part is key. If we want to be perfect, we won't get things done. We must act instead. So with that, you've now three major ways I've innovated my schedule and how I work so that I'm centered, calm, and feeling 100% aligned with my values as I go about my home life and my work. I hope this sharing helps spark something in you so that you can feel more happy, more fulfilled, and less like you're rushing from one thing to the next. None of us really do our best work when we're rushing. So good luck. Thanks for listening. And do look at the show notes for my LinkedIn profile for the links to my Medium articles as well. And drop me a note to hangingrockmedia@gmail.com and let me know what you've done to innovate your schedule so I have fodder for the very next podcast. Thanks for listening. Take good care and bye-bye for now.